the land of Haith is beautiful and bountiful. From the views of the swirling ocean atop the pristine peak, to a lucky glimpse of the fourth moon in a pasture of bumbles, admiration can be found. There is a story on the lips of every small god that spans the land, and a journey in every form of nature. Villages of animal folk scatter the Haithland, connected by roads, seaways, and the occasional hot air balloon passage. Most folk are content staying within the comfort of their community, but to some, a journey is bound to call. Mina Leftfoot is a young moth tender, a rabbit with bright eyes and big ideas. Her journey from tower to tower, tending to the moths and delivering letters, will give Mina the chance to see the world and meet all the wonderful folk that make up the Haith. Today, we'll hear about one journey in particular. I wonder what is in store.
So, before we hop back in, I wanted to check in and see how things are going so far.
Very good.
Thoughts, concerns, questions, things you'd like to see more of, things you'd like to see less of. Totally fine if you don't have any of these, but always like to bring the question.
Everything has been very fun, and I'm very glad that I've made a character that has meant so much to me so quickly.
Oh, yes. I love the character creation in this game.
It's so cool.
It really catches you out of nowhere where you're like, wait, what? No, I'm crying.
Dude, what the hell? I didn't sign up for this.
But I just met you.
You said it was a pastoral fantasy game.
Hey, those pastures gotta be watered somehow. Okay.
Are we prepared for this?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, so let's take ourselves back in somehow. Not sure if this is just going to flow smoothly through with the previous discussion, or I will drop some other thing in here to be like, hey, we're just starting back. We're coming back.
Cool.
Hello again. It's nice to see you.
Let us orchestrate some natural segue.
Some sort of transition right here. But here we go.
Placeholder.
Here is some music while you wait.
This is the segue.
All right. Now that we are off our segue.
natural.
So natural. Perfect. We have some journeying tools to discuss.
Yes.
They're essentially safety tools that are baked into the system. There's a paragraph for each of them. I'm just going to briefly read through them because I trust us to know them and use them. But I also think that they are incredibly important because not only are we here to have fun while playing, we want to be able to have fun and create in a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
So our journeying tools are things that we can draw on at any moment during play. We don't necessarily have to ask for permission to use them. We simply have to say the tagline and talk about what we want to happen. The first one is to simply say, let's do this instead. If at any point we reach an impasse, or you feel you would prefer to not go down a path that we are looking at, we can say, let's do this instead, and either bring up a thing we want to do instead, or talk about what we want to do differently.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is we can always say, do we want to? It is always good to, A, ask for permission, but also see what the rest of us are feeling before we trudge into a specific territory. Helps us get bounds and see, gauge interest.
Great.
If we ever are at a spot where we just don't know what's happening or don't know what to do, any of us can just ask, where to next? It's a great question to sort of steer the conversation into a place that we want to go. In the
you
same
can't
vein,
see me, but I'm nodding. I'm nodding.
I can hear it. in the same vein, you can ask, "What do you think?" So, if you have a suggestion, you can always ask for others' inputs on it. And sometimes we need to take breaks. Sometimes they're built in, like a halfway break. But if at any point you need to pause or step away, you can just say, "Hold on." And we can either take the break that we need or take that pause in the fiction to deconstruct what's happening and what we want to do about it. Mm-hmm. As always, in anything in life, you can always say no. Very important word. Especially if you don't know what's happening and you just want to stop it for the moment. No is super useful and is respected, at least respected in this game. Should be everywhere. Mm-hmm. And piggybacking off of that, if all else fails, you can literally just walk away. Either of us. But sounds weird for a podcasting format, but yeah. Once again, first and foremost, player safety and making sure we're having fun is the most important thing. So if that's not happening, or if you just need to go to like do something, like if we're running late on time, right, you can just step away. There's nothing wrong with that. I personally won't be offended.
Cool. And you're the only other person here, so that's great.
That's true. Well, you know, you don't see my invisible friend sitting next to me.
Oh, my bad. Dude, I'm so sorry.
They're incredibly judgy. No, they're not. But anyway, these are just a base set of journeying and safety tools. Do you have anything you want to comment on these or any additional things that you want to bring up to add?
No, I think that this is very important, and it's good that we have it in place right there, like, in the book.
Yes. I always say, like, this is my favorite, like, thing about this game, like, on everything, but this is truly one of the things that made me fall in love with the game. It's so easy that it's just in there. Like, most other TTRPGs, it's an extra step that you have to take to, like, bring these to the table, but...
And they really
it's just
covered
part of
every
the game.
Base. They really, it's very, it's like everything.
It's so good. I love this game. I fan about it every time. I just,
It's really good. The way it's written, just.
I know. Jay did an amazing job with this.
Beautiful.
And what I've seen of like the art in the actual book.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Yes. Speaking of art, I have to draw Eli. I have to.
Oh, yes. I've been picturing in my head, but my art skills are lacking.
His little sweater.
Okay. And then there are these fundamental things about the Haith, that sort of couple paragraphs before the journeying tools. I just want to at least not touch on them necessarily, but bring them to attention, since it's just a overall vibe of the Haith. I already have like a recording of me saying them for like the audience, so I won't go through all of them, but I always just want to touch back on it to make sure that we have that outline of the Haith. You know, animal people, beautiful land.
Right,
large bugs that are pets and fun stuff.
Yes, the bumblebees.
Hospitality. Oh my gosh, the bumblebees.
Now I'm thinking about Huxley.
Yeah.
Him and his bumblebees.
Oh, so many. Love those bumbles.
I tried to feed one sand.
I think it ate it.
and then spat it out once I turned around.
But yes, people are fundamentally good, except those who are weighed down by power.
Yikes.
And there's no violence or war here any longer, because there's no war here. It was a bit ago, but we don't visualize that. We might write about it in our poems, but
exactly.
All right, so without further ado, as I cut off my rambling, let us take our first steps in our journey and embark. I have a couple questions for us to answer here, and we can set off and build our first place after that.
Yes.
The first question is, what season is it? As a reference from last time, so I haven't pieced the puzzles together yet of how time is going to work in this. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because the spaces between guests are, they're either short or like undetermined points of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when you look at the calendar, you squint and you see maybe a couple question marks here and there, but you know, it's a point of time. But as a good starting point, it's the year of the water lily, and we are in the first season, quote, leap, the first season of the year.
Right.
Last episode, we were in the month of till soil, which is when it's time to unthaw the ground, plant crops. If you have a preference, if you would like, we can stay in that month, because there's no actual reference on how long months are in this game, at least that I can find.
Right.
Or we can move on to the next month, which is monsoon, when rains are heavy and constant.
His writing.
As a visual reference, in the last episode, we brought up like these visuals of fall and autumn, but mm-hmm. kind of in reverse, because normally we think of autumn as the leaves getting reds and browns and falling off, getting ready for winter. But since instead we are in the time of unthawing, we sort of had a reverse autumn, where as the leaves are getting orange and brown, that means that that's actually the color that the leaves are supposed to be. But it's getting warmer and getting to that.
Right.
So last time, I guess that's a long description to basically say last time we had reverse autumn.
Right.
Which is distinctly different from spring, I guess. But what's some thoughts on that? Do you want to maybe stay in this sort of reverse autumn feeling? Is there a specific like atmosphere of season you're drawn to?
I'm looking at Blue Meadow because that's quite close to when the first episode was. Mm-hmm. It's still like quite a bit of time, but like that in my head is what the world was looking like, with all the like flowers and the, you know, general like beauty and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. We can push on.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, I actually really like that, because we can get some visuals, just like scenes panning across of the rest of Leap, and then the Sun Parade, which marks the start of the next season. So before we get into Bloom Meadow, let's talk about monsoon a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's this next month. Everybody has kind of gone out and they've planted their crops. I guess through Eli's perspective, what is the feeling of monsoon to him, that when the rains are heavy and constant this month?
The feeling of monsoon, it kind of just makes him a bit sad. like, because he's, you know, he's all alone. So he sees everyone, like, like, because he just kind of wanders around trying to find things to record and stuff. And, like, he has a house, but it's not really a home. So he goes around watching everyone, like, you know, like, planting their crops together and, like, playing around. And, you know, like, it's raining and those people have somewhere to hide from the rain with their families and stuff. And he's just soaked walking around in the cold and mud, like hastily trying to keep everything he's writing dry, because if the ink runs, then what's the point?
Oh, so it's like this image of like families running, getting their kids from splashing in puddles, yeah, and like hiding inside while he's just drenched,
wringing his hair through. Out like under a tree.
Oh.
What's it like for, because Mina's like massive and very furry, so she's gonna be heavy.
Oh gosh, I think in parallel to that, we just have a scene of Mina like stepping foot in a moth tower and just like shaking off like a, like a dog, like a dog does.
What's in the minor flood?
And water just splashes everywhere, and then all her fur is just like sticking out. And yes, she pats down with a towel,
even bigger than she normally is.
But monsoon does not last forever. The rains do come to a stop, and the sun parade is something that marks the beginning of Bright, the season Bright. What's a visual of Eli either at the sun parade, looking at the sun parade, walking away from it?
He fully is just walking through. He cannot stand. he's just so laser focused. His intense eyes are just staring at the middle distance, and he just marches through.
Like people playing instruments all around him.
Exactly. Like, everyone's all joyous, asking him if he wants to buy something. He's not even looking. He's gone.
Oh, is he still drying off from the rain?
Yes.
Oh, Eli.
He just wants to dry off and be left alone.
And then once the parade dies down, we make our way into the month of Bloom Meadow. Fields and trees are covered in flowers. What's your image of these trees? I know Eli doesn't write down too much about the beauty of the things, but what's running through his mind? What do they look like?
I think they're very lush, like, because in this version of Heath, like, they're like very reds and oranges, but still like not like as full and rich yet, but like the flowers are blooming and stuff. I feel like the flowers are like also a very deep red to go with the trees. Yeah. And it's all very like nice and picturesque. It's just like a sea of like almost like fiery colors.
Ooh.
And oh. Eli just sticks out like a sore thumb.
Oh. Is he watching these flowers bloom, or yeah, is the contrast he's just kind of not paying attention to it while the change is happening around him?
He, at first, he's like just trying to recover from like monsoon, kind of how he does every year. But eventually he's like, wow, this is really pretty. Let me try and write something down about it. Yeah. But I can't, because it's stupid.
I really like, I have this image in my head of him like looking out at, like you said, a sea of these trees, kind of. Maybe he's on a hill or something.
Yeah.
And the reds of the leaves are there, but where the flowers are supposed to be, there's the gaps. And then as the flowers, like, bloom open, it almost, like, shimmers across like a wave on a sea. Like, the flowers are like, rippling through, kind of giving it that almost sea of fire look.
That is lovely. And it's like that, he like exhales. He's like, okay, moving forward.
All the words are right there. They're just in flower form, not in pen form.
Exactly. I'll let nature do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah. All right. I like that. So that will be the sort of the vibe of just like the general nature that we see. So maybe as we in the background of whatever scenes we're doing, we can keep in mind these trees that bring on this wave of blooming flowers in these beautiful reds and oranges.
Mm-hmm. How was the sun parade for Amina?
I think it was very hectic. kind of paralleled, maybe question mark, this is where Eli and Mina met. Maybe it's just like a happenstance passing. But I think that they were in the same city and paralleled on that same sun parade day. Eli is like moping through the city and Mina is like just trying to navigate through the crowds of people holding letters up and like passing out. Maybe having some gifts to give to people.
They literally just pass each other.
Yeah.
He doesn't notice.
Okay. And then, what sort of place did we just travel from? If we want, we can frame this sort of scene or this journey that we're going on as right after we met. And the place we just traveled from could be wherever this city was. But essentially, we have been on this journey for at least an amount of time, enough that we have those relationships to mm-hmm. each other. Is there any idea of wherever we just traveled from?
I feel like if we just missed each other at a sun parade, like, we bump into each other, like, a while away from the sun parade, mm-hmm. you know, like, just happen to cross paths. I'm looking at the liminal, like, is it, like, one of the natures?
It can be, if you want to use those as, like, a guide for at least a visual, but we don't have to fully build a place for this. Since we're technically not going to be exploring this specific place. It's just like kind of a where were we? Where did we just travel from?
Mm-hmm. Before, very like hectic, colorful sun parade of like just this very nice picturesque little village. Everyone having fun. And like it's inconveniencing for Mina and depressing for Eli.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe it's us both leaving the village, me to continue on my way after, but you to kind of like get away from the crowd.
Yeah.
And just out of circumstance, we're like, well, we're leaving this chaotic thing behind us. Let's walk for a while. And then whatever ensues. Like,
he probably recognizes that you're a moth tender and he's like, information. Okay. Yeah. I'm going with you.
Okay. Yeah. So you decided to follow me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm just like, okay, I go along with it. all right. And here is a important question. Do we feel our journey has been long? I think physically it hasn't at this point, because we are kind of just leaving behind. But the few days that we've traveled, what has Eli's feeling been? Are you kind of like, ugh, why did I do this? Or
yeah,
are
you excited? He was here for information, and I feel like Mina's a very, like, their personalities are very polarized. Like, mm-hmm. So it's not like he dislikes Mina or anything, just getting used to her.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, oh, get to the point already.
Exactly. It's just tired for many reasons.
Yeah. Yes, tired. And then,
how is Mina feeling though?
I think that this particular journey does not feel like it's been super long for her, because although the sun parade was chaotic, it's a very like distinct like point in the recent past for her that's kind of anchoring her journey, and she is more in the moment of like, yeah, this is just kind of it.
Nice.
which is very different from last time. She was very much, oh, are we gonna get there yet?
Eli's like, this has been the longest 4 days of my life.
All right. Then, this is sort of either a literal or metaphorical question, but is there somewhere we hope to go? This can be a chance for you to be like, I really want to explore this type of setting, right. Or just be like, Eli is thinking about this, and it would be cool if this.
Right.
Or even a metaphorical mind space that we want to see.
Right. Eli, I think Eli is looking for, like, in the back of his mind, he wants to find the cave again.
Mm.
And I think, but also he has this project about the Nameless Godslayer. So basically, his objective is, if I throw a net really wide, if I go everywhere, I have to find it again eventually.
Yeah.
That's
so maybe thing. The place we hope to go is just wherever history is.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is incredibly broad and also is just everywhere.
Yeah. But like, he's happy to go with you wherever you want to go because it takes him somewhere. He needs right. a goal. If he doesn't have a goal, he starts thinking too much and he already thinks enough.
Yep. Okay. And then this last question, it prompts us to answer it in our head, which is great for podcasting medium, of course.
Fantastic.
But you can say it out loud if you want. No need to or not to. Will I someday find a home?
Eli doesn't know. He wants to.
Oh, okay.
He won't say it.
Yeah.
God forbid he shows emotional vulnerability, but he wants to.
That's perfect, because he technically doesn't say it. It's in his head. And Mina is undecided.
Ooh.
Sort of in the sense of, like, she knows she wants to pick a tower eventually, especially because that's the promise she made to her best friend. But in journeying around so far, she's seen so much that it's hard to decide, where do I want to go? Do I want to be in a tower literally in the middle of somewhere or in a town? Well,
contemplating abandoning your best friend.
No.
Okay.
Just needing to help my best friend travel to a different place.
Right. Okay. I'm not saying anything.
She's definitely not already thinking about it.
Oh, God. What a mess.
Okay. And that is our questions. We are ready to embark.
Cool. We making a place now?
Yes. We are... we've been traveling for a few days. And we have headed into new territory. The town is probably far behind us now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe or maybe not. We can still hear the cheering, but we definitely can't see it. Let's build our first place. We will assign 3 natures. Or we can choose them randomly by rolling. Before we choose those, I want to ask if you have any thoughts on what this might be, whether you want to decide kind of what it visually looks like now, or wait till we have a few natures to build up the landscape.
Right. So are we picking like one nature per like comfortable verdant liminal, or is it like... It doesn't really matter.
We can. If you want, we can say we'll explicitly have one from each and then just randomize that.
Right.
Or we can just randomize 3 separate ones. And it's totally fine if two of them or all three of them are from the same category.
Nice.
That might help us visualize exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But also an important thing about these natures is that they could literally describe where we are. Like, we could literally be in a hillock where there's a bunch of hills everywhere looming over us. But they could also be metaphorical.
Right.
Where maybe we're not actually in a swamp, but the feeling of the location makes us feel bogged down.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to actually be swampy.
Cool. I quite like the hallow inverted natures. It's a sacred place where gods and mortals mingle, and when you arrive at this place, you decide a rule that everyone has to follow.
Ooh, okay. Let's talk about this, and this can be like the main sort of like landscape thing that we talk about to describe, and then add the extra natures to describe either places within this hallow or just like the feeling of it.
Yeah, very nice.
So that's awesome. A sacred place.
Right.
Why don't you go ahead and list off the things that this place can always do?
Sure. Okay. This place can always describe the gods that live here and their mystery, offer someone the chance to break this place's rules to make their life easier, and give someone a token when they bend over backwards to respect this place's rules.
Ooh.
Very nice. Oh, yeah, you can play places. That's so cool.
Yes. That is a thing I'll touch on. We can both do that. So neither one of us has to strictly be the one that is in charge of a place. So if at any point you say, I think it would be really cool if this tree did this thing, or if this feeling swept across, or the clouds made this shape, feel free to take control of that. So yes, this, our hollow is our first nature. Do we have, before we talk about the rule that is here, do we have an idea of the name of this place? If we don't know a name, that's also fine. Maybe we've stumbled into a place that nobody has discovered yet, and we discovered the name.
The thing that came into my head was, it's really weird, it's like the waiting.
Ooh, that is not weird at all. I like that. It's mysterious.
Yeah.
The waiting.
It's not great for me, actually, now that I think about it.
I think we will definitely see lots of shots of her fidgeting here. pulling out, like, a fidget cube, I guess, or letters in her bag, playing around with it, putting them back in, sorting through mail, putting
Mina
it back.
Just like, Mina.
Not now.
Rules.
So is that possibly one of the rules? Has something to do with fidgeting, I guess, or moving?
It could be like waiting as in not charging in and acting as if the place is like not necessarily yours, but like, you know, like rooting through things and like really like,
yeah,
like treating it as your playground almost. Like, wow, this is cool, let me dig through this, or like, let me, you know, like wait for it to almost present itself to you, like just respectfully.
So maybe that's why people have missed this, because you only truly see the hollow for what it is when you obey that rule, and most people just like charge on through this area or find a cool thing on the ground and pick it up and walk away.
Exactly.
But
you do not take things from this place.
but when we pause and maybe okay, let's let's get like a scene here maybe of maybe it's like Eli has stopped to like write something or look at something which has caused us to pause and wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then in doing so, it like opens up maybe.
Yeah, cool. Wait. But before we do that, could we like establish the like what it looks like?
Yes, like sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yes. So the rule is about not charging in and pausing and wait for the truth of a place to open up to you or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea for some aesthetic elements to this hallow?
I feel like it looks, it like changes in front of you almost when you wait, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like it looks kind of like everything else. If you're waiting and watching, then you can feel the difference. So if it's starting off like with the reds and the flowers and stuff, like at first it just looks like another section almost, but as you wait, I might have to ask you to take charge on this one because
no worries. Maybe I'm seeing this image of maybe it's like we're paused and looking at this tree.
Ooh,
okay. And both of us are like, that what is happening with that tree? It looks like a normal tree, but that flower is blooming in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And as we pause and wait, it sort of flips and shifts, and as one of the flowers blooms, it expands over the whole tree to reveal a well-tended shrine.
Nice.
So essentially the flower bloomed open as we waited and became the shrine.
That is so cool. That is really cool. I'm glad I let you take charge of that one.
Hey, you came up with this place. I'm just visualizing it here.
It's very cool. Okay, choosing two aesthetic elements. Right, a well-tended shrine, I assume, is the first one. Because of the second.
You could also make one of your own if none of these options specifically fit to your view.
Right. Watchful eyes in the shadows might be cool for a kif.
Ooh, okay. I guess I was going to ask, do you imagine this place as having others who are like part of the hallow? Or is it literally just like us when we get there?
Sorry, I've just had a brain like splurge.
Yes.
I was thinking about Eli's project and the small and forgotten gods. If no one ever waits, this god is like kind of alone here and just like watching them from the shadows, waiting for them to wait for it, if that makes sense.
Oh, yes.
And it's weird for Eli to be the one to be watched for once.
Ooh. So we have watchful eyes in the shadow waiting for those who wait.
Yeah. Waitception.
But I'm the one waiting.
After you. No, after you, I insist. No, after you.
Who is truly the waiter? The one who takes your order? Or the one who waits for the food? Oh, man.
God of customer service.
They literally will not take any of your shit. You want to see the manager? How about the god?
I am the manager. Okay, right. Folklore. You know what I kind of like? The 15 sleeping gods. If like how do I explain this? Because sleeping is kind of waiting in a way. Like, yeah. When you're asleep, you're waiting for the next day. And this god is alone because no one ever waits. And over time, the gods got sleepy and tired. And they fell asleep. And, like, it's kind of like they're brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And, like, no one... Everyone just walks past. Like, no one notices. And... So they've just been left alone, and they themselves are getting like tired, and it's kind of scary.
Maybe it's like they all. I love this. Maybe it's they all used to, like, have some aspect of this house, this place, that like shimmered or something that would maybe cause people to stop and wait, but as people kept passing through. And they kept falling asleep, the things that caught people's attention just kept disappearing or going sleepy as well. And maybe before the place changes, we see just like flowers not in bloom, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, like everything is blooming except these ones. Damn.
Yeah. 15 sleeping flowers, 15 sleeping gods. Whoa. And the one watcher whose eyes are drifting closed. Oh my gosh.
No.
Are we about to build a god?
Now I'm just thinking about forgotten gods and Eli.
Oh.
Pulls a Gorgug. Are you my dad?
Okay. So, I guess now in a scene here to give us a view of this place, if we want, we can take this time to get a token. I always forget that this is like an actual mechanic in the game because I'm so obsessed with like making these beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain steps that you can do by just like either saying out loud that you're going to do it and then doing it, or just adding it to the fiction that give you a token.
Mm-hmm.
So when you describe the world around you, you can get tokens, and then you can use those tokens and spend them to push the story forward, solve something important, whatever. So let's take a moment and zoom in on this scene where Mina and Eli... Maybe this is like mid change, and this hallow has just appeared in front of us.
Right.
What's Eli's first like reaction?
Eli is staring at this, and he's like, "Oh my god! Okay, wait." And he takes off his backpack, he opens it up, and he pulls out a little bit of parchment, and his family's like, "Okay." And he's just taking little notes, like, as it's blooming, like, the color of the flower and how big it is and where they are. And he's, like, wide eyes, like, his big yellow eyes are just staring at this, like, this is insane.
Oh. And I think Mina is just, like, was looking down at some letters, like, shuffling through them, alphabetizing them. And then like hears Eli doing that and puts the letters away and looks up and goes, is that flower turning into a building?
Just watch.
Sorry. Is that flower turning into a building?
I don't know yet. Just everything's cool. Everything's calm. He's so excited. He's like, I don't know, maybe? I can't tell yet.
Okay. I'll watch. And she like crouches down next to him and just is looking at this. adjusts her hat.
He's just torn between like watching it and also writing it down.
And does anything happen? Does this at least one remaining god make itself known?
I feel like nothing happens just for a while, because it is very much about the like, okay, wait, watch, it's coming, something's coming, you know. Mm-hmm. But then eventually, like in like the dark kind of, you see these like two bright eyes like blink open slowly because this person is tired, but they're like watching you just as intently as you're watching them.
Ooh. Okay. Do you want to take this time then to build this this god as a kith?
Can I?
Yeah, let's do it. let's scroll to where those things are. Some traits for the kith around you. Unsure if we have this at the moment or if this god even has a name and pronouns, but do you have a thought on name and pronouns?
I feel like they, them, probably.
Okay.
But apart from that, they can't remember their name.
No! No, the god can't remember its name! Oh! Name is forgotten.
It's kind of like, what is it? As above, down below, like, no one remembers your name, so you don't remember your name.
Yeah, nobody calls you by your name anymore, so.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Is there an animal form for this god, or some other sort of godly manifestation? Is the god the shrine itself?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, animals that are, like, always in wait.
Let me do a quick search. Animals that,
like, almost like endurance hunters or, like, herbivores?
Yeah. I mean, technically, cats.
Oh, is this another cat?
I searched up animals that are in wait, and the first result is an image of a monkey sitting on a bench.
Oh, great. Love that. Oh, but the monkey image is quite nice.
Yeah. Is this, do we get the image of, like, a train bench, and it's, like, the monkey sitting there waiting?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Waiting for a train or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's love write them. This. Love them already. The watchful and the grounded traits.
Ooh, okay.
They can always point out something people missed, guard the exits, and ask what's that you're hiding.
Ah, I love that. Do you want them to have all three? Normally you choose 1 to 2, but I also think it would be cool for a god just to, you know, have all three.
Yeah. I mean, they're a god. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not limited by 2 bullet points.
Exactly. I'm a god. I may not know my name, but I know this. Don't put me in a box.
That's the thing that you've missed. I'm pointing it out. You've missed that I'm a god.
You're welcome.
What can I say? Okay. Is there a second trait that you like for them, or do you want to randomize it and roll?
I think you can choose this one.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Let's see. I'm going to look at the asterisks, the traits with asterisks on them, at least for now, because I think those technically symbolize more magical or mystical traits.
Mm-hmm.
Glamorous, dazzle and stun everyone who beholds you. Reveal the appearance you hide underneath, or tell someone to look at you. If they want to look away, they're going to need to spend a token. Doesn't seem like a too glamorous god.
Yeah. The invisible one is nice.
That's true. Actually, yeah. Let's do that one, because they literally have been here the whole time. Let's go with invisible.
Oh. Are we going to get to run a scene?
Yes, we are. And just with as with the like natures and the locations, either or both of us can play the NPC, this god, this mm-hmm. this watcher. We can either take turns or just kind of pick it up where it's left. I don't know if you have a specific preference.
I'm okay with alternating.
Yeah, if you want, I can start out while you take the lead as Eli. Well, Mina's questions. Just kind of like looking back and forth.
Okay, cool. Just a monkey on a train bench.
Yeah. did you see the JPEG I sent?
Oh, let me see. Great for a podcast.
It is great podcasting. I'll put it on Twitter later.
It looks so cool.
Just waiting. And I think as you are waiting and this god is sitting there waiting, I think it looks up at you and says, it seems you have made it.
I have a few questions. Is that okay? Can I ask some questions?
Yes. I cannot say if I will answer them. I do not know myself what I do and don't know.
Oh. Okay. Oh, cool. He takes out a fresh piece of parchment and he's like, what's your name? What's your name?
What is a name? And I think as you were looking down for your paper and you look back up and they're no longer on the bench.
Is that a riddle? Is that a... Mina. Hey, have you ever heard a riddle that goes what is a name?
A name. What is a name? Well, my mom always told me that name can be anything you want. It doesn't matter as long as you hold it dear to you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anything else?
No. And I think that's when you hear the voice of this god again, but this time they're standing behind you.
Oh god.
As they have moved right past you and where you should have spotted them.
Oh my gosh.
And they say,
whoa! What the hell?
It matters not what a name is or what is in a name. The answer is that it is lost on the wind.
It's lost?
Those who would have come and waited here before, but have not returned.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know you could lose a name. I do this kind of, I'm on a research sort of like mission thing. I won't bore you with the details, but I'm doing like, it's almost a dissertation, if you will, about like gods and like it's okay. You said as in like you lost people, like people. Is there someone else?
There are many ways for a name to be lost. Sometimes they can be taken. Or given. And it seems those who I have given my name have not waited long enough to return it.
English majors, man. Okay. Right. Well, can we get it back? Do you know how to get it back?
Are all your questions things that I can't answer? What are you hiding?
Me? I'm not... let's go to a different question. Let's go, my turn for questions again. Oh, wait. I broke a rule, didn't I? Oh, no. He's starting to understand. Okay, I'll answer. Oh, what am I hiding? Okay. So there was this time, like, you know the cave? You heard of the cave? The cave with the, you know.
There are many caves in the Haithland. I can make a cave if you would like.
And oh, he, no.
Like, lifts up a hand and, like, a cave appears.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's not really what I'm, it's not like that kind of cave. This is like a sort of a weird, like, magic sort of meta cave, if you will. Like, I messed up. That's what I've been hiding. I made a mistake. So, yeah, that's my thing. Can I ask a question now?
You may ask.
Great.
But know that to make a mistake, there must be someone who was mistaken.
Sure. Are all gods like this? I think you're like the first god I've really met. Is it also like obscure? Is it also like poetic?
Only those who talk to poets. If you would like, I can be more blunt. I just have not had many people to talk to in a while. And they gesture around and you see other gods who have been there the whole time, but are either hard to make out, just kind of blurs of light, with little Z's as they are sleeping.
Okay. Did I mess up? I think I was rude. Sorry. I didn't mean to. What? Wait, what? What's going on? I'm sorry. What's happening here? What's going on? I'm really confused.
Is that your question?
Yeah, was the question. Sorry. Oh, I did it again. Okay. Yeah, that's my question.
And I think off to the side, Mina is like walking towards one of the other sleeping gods and like looking at them.
Eli is eyeing her.
Kind of like,
ruin this for me. Don't ruin this for me.
Waving her hand through it like a hologram.
Mina. Look, don't touch.
And this god just responds and says, 15 flowers. 15 flowers once bloomed here. The waiting is what gave them life. As the seasons change, the flowers bloom and show their true beauty. But as time has gone on, there are those who are too impatient to wait for the seasons. And thus, the flowers could not grow as they once did. Now, this is getting awfully busy.
Hold on. Is there, like, I don't know, like, god fertilizer, like like a watering pot or something. I don't. Okay, listen, my dissertation is like 2,000 words. A lot of it is just waffle. This is a really good opportunity for me. So if you could, like, he just snaps his fingers. He's like, wake up. Pay attention.
Why are you in such a rush? This snapping. And he points to a sign that says, Hallow Rules.
He's like, oh.
And I think it just says, all in time. Sometimes rest is important. But I understand what you mean. Have a look around. I will take a nap and ponder on the answers.
Wait, if you nap, are you gonna wake up again?
All in time for those who wait.
Yikes. Well, that was worthless. My project remains pretty empty. Okay.
And I think Mina comes over at this point and says, I'm not too sure what just happened, but I think we should listen to the god and either wait here or explore and see what we can see. And perhaps tell others about this place. And if they can come wait, then maybe these other sleepy ones can wake up.
Oh, I see what you're saying. We go out, we get people to come here and wait, then when they wake up again, I can do like 16 interviews?
I think you see that sign again and another rule appears on it.
No.
And it says, you cannot rush waiting.
Okay. Message received. I guess we wait.
And as we wait once again, I think this is a great time to discuss another nature as the scene around us begins to change.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm going to roll a dice to, unless you would like to choose another specific nature.
No, it's fine, it's fine.
Ooh, okay. So I got a 3 and a 1, which is a bridge.
Ooh, very nice.
Let's roll on to that bridge. A bridge is a passage from one place to the next.
So the scenery is changing.
Yeah.
The bridge appears. Ooh.
Yeah, I think as we wait, it I guess unlocks the hallow a little bit
more.
You
have leveled up.
We've gone deeper into the dream. And a bridge appears. I think the ground around us begins to lower a little bit, and a vast canyon is in front of us.
Wow.
As this bridge appears to cross it. And this place, some things it can always do, is describe the distance to the other side. It can always push something off the edge.
Oh no.
Or offer someone an easier way and give them a token if they don't take it.
Nice.
And let's choose 2 aesthetic elements.
The rickety plank sounds scary.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning away from that.
Me
just
too.
Because that I'm not seeing this as a rope bridge.
Exactly.
And that
it's like forcing you to wait, not you making a choice.
I really like ancient engineering. And I think what we see, at least at first, we can't see the whole bridge. The other side is so far away that it's almost like lost on the horizon.
Ooh.
And the most prominent thing we see are these giant stone gears.
Ooh.
Like on the side of the bridge, framing it. And if we look around, we can see that they sort of run all the way across. Completely unsure what they do. But
okay. How about this? Can I make a kith like real quick?
Yes, let's do it. Let's add some more.
Intellectual trait for cunning. They can always get somewhere you're not supposed to be and tell a compelling lie.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna say they look like they're like a lemur, like spinning around. And let's go he him pronouns, right?
Okay.
This lemur, he jumps down from one of the gears, right?
Uh-huh.
He's like, well, hello there. Hi. Can I, you know, we don't get that many people around here. And let me tell you, that is a long bridge. It goes on for like a while. So I, for free of charge, might I add, I can get you there like so fast. Lickety split, like just 2 seconds. See these gears? They just spin. And it's like a, I don't even know how to describe it, but it'll be the most insane, cool experience you'll ever have. No consequences, just bada bing, bada boom.
What?
I'm here to get you to the other side. Sort of like a conveyor belt, I guess, if they have them here.
What is a conveyor belt?
This place is weird. It's weird, man. We've got things here you couldn't even dream of.
But what's on the other side? Why do we want to get there so fast?
You know, anything you want, anything you could possibly imagine, it'll be well worth it. You don't even have to wait.
Eli, do you think we should go? It seems like everything is on the other side.
I mean, the rule. Remember the rules? We're supposed to wait, right? We're waiting. I think. I don't know. This seems like a different place.
Yeah. And, but a bridge is...
Oh, come on. Look at that drop. You want to fall off? You don't have to wait anymore. We're not there anymore. This is a whole different ballpark. Just listen. Nothing bad is gonna happen. You'll be fine. And everything is on the other side.
Okay. Let's, you know, you seem really charismatic, and I really like that. It's making me want to really trust you.
Why, thank you.
But I think that we can't go all the way across. We don't know what's there yet. But do you think that you could take us to the middle of the bridge?
We don't do things there. By halves around here. Either you wait or you don't.
Oh.
Don't you want to live fast? Who wants to sit around all day doing nothing? Waiting for something to come, not even knowing whether it will. Here I am, offering you a golden opportunity. More than golden. Platinum, even. The world is at your fingertips.
Well, I have to say no. I'm sorry. My mom always told me that you want to make sure to go at your own speed. And I can't commit to that without taking my time.
Your mom, Eli? Yeah, we're gonna wait. Sorry. I'm inclined to go with you just because of the mother thing, but yeah, I'll wait. He's not happy about this decision. He's like, I want to learn. But he's like, no, okay, there's rules. I need my interviews.
Well, we can still go, Eli. And I think Mina, like, holds out a hand and, like, asks if he wants to take it.
Who, Eli?
Yes.
So, wait, we're waiting. We gotta cross the bridge.
We can... I'm trying to find a way that me saying walking across this bridge is also waiting. I think Mina just says, in choosing to go at our own speed, we are waiting. We're not rushing to see what's on the other side. We will find it when the time is right. And I'm sure along the way we can stop and see what else is on this bridge.
Okay. And the lemur, he like smiles and he just whoosh, just disappears in a little sparkle.
Oh, where'd he go? I was going to ask him if he wanted to come with us.
This place is so weird. Oh my god. Is it always like this? I have to do a full dissertation about this.
I don't know, man. But at least you've got some good writing material.
Yeah, I don't disappearing really do this the introspective. I'm more of a history guy, to be honest. I more record things.
I mean, I'm sure lots of people would want to know about the Infinite Bridge.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. They probably do.
And, you know, there's, always time in a story to talk about the beautiful detail stonework and still talk about the bridge.
I don't know if the stones are really... I mean, they're pretty. They're definitely pretty. I don't know how relevant they are, to be honest. I mean, it's not like it's a graded project, per se. But, you know, you want to cut out the fluff. No one cares. I don't.
All right. Well, I'll sit here and listen to the stones and see what they have to say.
You're listening to the stones?
Mina is on the ground, ear to the bridge.
While you do that, I'm gonna cross this bridge. He's trying very hard not to just sprint. He's like walking very slowly, trying to absorb everything.
I think for one, we both get a token.
Yay!
And then, do you want to describe what the bridge looks like, or like what you see as you cross the bridge?
I feel like it just stretches, and like what you said about the horizon, there's like this swirling, writhing fog that's like completely covering what's on the other side. So you really have to trust that it'll be worth it. And it might not be. Sometimes you just wait and you wait and you don't really get anything.
Yeah. Is there a moment where the end becomes clear, or do you keep walking and walking? Is this another puzzle, I guess, where we have to wait and have the scenery change?
I feel like the fog is getting closer. Like it's almost it's like a very physical presence.
Yeah.
So you need to step into the fog.
Okay.
Mina, are you still listening to rocks? You still listening to the stones?
I think you look behind and you see her now. She's just like sitting crisscross on the ground, writing something on a scrap of paper and shoving it in her messenger bag. It's like, yep, I got it. Lots to write home about.
This is what happens when you're raised with parents. Is this what goes on? You listen to rocks?
Well, no.
It's just a you thing?
I guess.
He's so mean.
It could be a you thing, too.
A me thing? Oh, you want me to listen to the stones? Okay. He bends out into the ground, and he presses his big ear against the bridge. Uh-huh. Yeah, they say we should get moving. I think we should move. Let's go.
And I think we, as you say that, it's almost as if the fog starts to roll over us.
Whoa.
And let's talk about this third nature that we're rolling into.
Okay. Are we rolling for this one as well?
We can. Just as a reference of time, it looks like our recording has been about 3 hours and 20 minutes. Not to like push one way or another, but to maybe jog our thoughts on getting a final view.
Sure.
Last space. Yeah. So let's roll for it. Do you want to roll?
Sure. Let me get my dice.
I say a D3, but a D3 is not usually a physical dice. So
I can roll a D6 and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. That works out.
That's a 4, so equivalent to a 3.
All right. Do you want...
Equivalent to a 2.
A 2, okay. Then do you want to roll a d6 regularly to see what we get?
Of course. 2.
A Glen. Ooh, what? Okay.
Let's see. Creatures and bugs alive with movement and presence.
Ooh. Overflowing. Why don't you go ahead and read us the things this place can always do?
Right. This place can always describe a world teeming with life, show a conflict between wild creatures, and introduce a new buggy creature. Give someone a token if they engage with it as an equal. Very cool.
Is there an aesthetic element that is reaching out to you?
I kind of like the massive beetles.
Oh, yes.
And the dragonflies, the soaring dragonflies.
Uh-huh. Any idea of size relation of these dragonflies to the beetles? I assume by massive beetles, they're like big.
Yeah, they're big.
Are the dragonflies matching in size?
I feel like the dragonflies are probably a bit smaller, like bodies. Like, mm-hmm. Their body is, but their wingspan's, like, really big.
Ooh. Okay. I like that. And I have a suggestion for a folklore, perhaps.
Ooh, go on then.
Maybe one that we are seeing ourselves. The day the woods walked.
Ooh. We're like watching it?
As, I'm not sure what the scene around us necessarily is when this starts to happen, but the ground starts to shake and begins to lift up out of the sky as one of these massive beetles. Was the ground itself at this moment, and has the woods, this forest on top of it. Who's to say if we are on this or just watching it? I'm not sure.
It's like virtual reality. It feels like we're there, but we're not.
Well, I guess I was saying, like, I think we are physically in this place, but because this, I feel like, maybe is back in the ground level world. outside right. of this hollow dream world. But whether we're on top of this beetle that's flying with the trees, or whether we're just watching it. I think it lifts up out of the ground as the dragonflies circle around and maybe it's some sort of symbiotic relationship where the beetle lives in the ground for a certain amount of years and then gives nutrients to it, and then the dragonflies swoop in and eat something. I don't know.
That's so cool.
But that's what we're seeing. Is there any view of this that you would like to leave off of with Eli, or any other interaction in this glen?
I think Eli is watching this happen, and for the first time, he's thinking that maybe just this once he can write a poem about it. Just this once. It was worth it.
I like that. And I think Mina is looking at that, but then we see her just like fervently scribbling on a piece of paper, sort of not paying attention. And that scene sort of closes a bit. And the next scene is just a letter addressed to Eli.
Aww.
From Mina. And it's essentially a description of their little journey together on that day. Maybe there's a little poem about the secrets that the stones told her.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Something about waiting and listening will mean you always have a friend.
He folds it up and he puts it in his little chest pocket.
All right. And I think that's a curtain on the little journey.
Very nice.
Is there any other bookend you would like to comment on for that?
I just have the image of Eli finally walking into the cave in my head.
Is that like right after he puts the note in his pocket?
Yeah.
He like reads it right before going in the cave?
Mm-hmm. That was kind of like his reward for waiting.
I love that. And then that is seen. All right. I am going to do a little like outro thing where, you know, I say whatever, like, subscribe, all that good podcasting stuff. If I don't know if you have any project or social media that you would like to promote, but if there is anything that you would like to promote, whether it's something that you do, something that somebody you know does, or something you just enjoy, maybe there's a show you like that you want other people to watch, I'll give you a chance to shout that out.
I engage with like really popular like D&D stuff, so it doesn't really need my promotion, to be honest.
Hey, I mean, you know, you can always just be like, hey, if you haven't.
Yeah, if you haven't, watch The Unsleeping City.
Okay.
Dimension 20. Very good.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. It was so much
for having
fun
me
to play. Oh gosh. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did playing. If you like the show, I would appreciate a subscribe, like, comment, review, whatever those good things are. 5-star ratings are great.
6-star if you can.
You know, add the 6-star in the comment. I'll believe that it's there. If you want to follow the show on Twitter, you can at 2scompany1. That's the number 2, letter S, the word company, and the number 1. I also personally have a personal Twitter that I started. I don't do much on there. I think I just posted the first thing last night because Twitter is scary. But you can follow me there too, at Days I May. That's DaysEyeMay. I think that's everything. All right. I don't know. I think I got everything. anything
you're
else?
Doing a great job. Fantastic podcasting.
Top tier. The best podcaster.
Yeah. By any metric.
Well, thank you all for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening.